Dedication is what that
dedication
is. Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. It is 5:32 p.m.
All right. Well, we'll call this meeting to order, starting with roll call. Bougie?
Excused.
Ferguson?
Here.
Kowalczyk? Adrian?
Here.
Fox?
Excused.
Mooney, I'm here. Pierkeet?
Pierkeet.
Okay. I gotta write something down. And Atwood?
Here.
All right. Next is to modify and adapt the agenda. Any modifications? If not, a motion to adopt the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, first and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. All right, so we'll go ahead with this agenda. Item number 3, approval of the August 27th, 2019 minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. All right, so that passes. 4, public appearances. Doesn't look like anybody here. 5, information.
Just a reminder, Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest is Saturday, October 12th, from 12 to 4 p.m. at Green Isle Park. And they made up these nice little flyers. Mm-hmm. If you're available, feel free to stop down. And whether you have a pet or not, I heard at last meeting that where people attended our last Pooches and Pints, they didn't even have a pet. They just attended for the music and the
pints.
So,
music and pints.
Right. So we're looking forward.
No, right.
Next item, budget workshop for the village's budget workshop for 2020, Monday, October 21st at 5 p.m. And then a second workshop, if needed, would be that Thursday, October 24th at 5 p.m. So if anyone's interested, I know Rob will be in attendance as well as myself. So, but if anyone's interested, we will be holding that. Last item I have there, Urban Orchard. I know this has come up in conversation in past meetings, and others have had ideas and thoughts on this. Actually had, we had a fund that was started before I started here, where some individuals donated money for planting of fruit trees. And we were able to purchase this year about 15 apple and pear trees. And I thought, well, rather than just planting them willy-nilly, we've got some space here at Wheezy Park. Let's start a little urban orchard and see what happens. And periodically in the upcoming years, we can add to it. So this location, where we're looking to start this, is near the Arboretum area at Wheezy Park. What we're going to do is this location, actually, there's a couple of apple trees already there. They're not real great shape or anything, but we'll kind of build on that. This year, this fall, we're anticipating or planning to start planting of the 15 trees down there and see what happens with it. And if it takes hold and the deer don't eat too many of them, and we'll try to protect them from that. But we'll see how that goes, and in the future years, we'll add a handful of trees as we can. Thankfully, fruit trees aren't real expensive, real costly. You get them, they usually come containerized, and we could add to that. And I think it'll be a good addition to the community. So I think Bob had given me something. I can't recall if it was you that gave me some information a few years ago, last year, on that or not. But I know, Danielle, you had mentioned something about looking at that. So
yeah, I know Fond du Lac has a small setup in their city, one of their city parks. Not quite the size, but yeah, that's fun.
No, it'll be interesting to see, and Yeah, try cool. to see what happens in the future.
Isn't this near a disc golf course?
Here, let me back up. Disc golf course is off to this side, up in that area.
Oh, okay.
So there's that hole. And if you recall, there was supposed to be that expansion of the disc golf course. Well, that has never come to fruition. You know, that's kind of been put on hold.
The East River is kind of the curve right there on the
right?
Yeah,
and it kind of circles around and comes down.
Got it. Yep. And where's the expansion that they proposed that aren't really going?
The majority of it was up there in the woods, and then I believe maybe using a little bit of this,
But
we'll see if and when that ever comes to fruition.
Okay.
Like I said, so.
Yeah, I run in that park all the time, and there's always tons of people walking those trails.
Yep.
So I think that's a cool spot for it.
Yep.
We'll see it. Get good use out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully that.
What are the green dots on that map?
The green dots are our other trees that are currently out there. So that's our tree inventory program.
Got it.
Yep.
Cool.
So.
I like it.
Any other questions on that? Good.
Number 6, discussion action, construction of pickleball courts. Table from our last meeting of August 27th.
So, this was tabled from last meeting. I believe the biggest, or one of the questions that was brought forth and reason to table was the question on whether or not the grant that we applied for, if that could be utilized for taking existing courts and reconstructing them into pickleball courts. I did reach out to Larry McCarron, who was our contact at the Green Bay Packers Foundation, who administers the grants, and he said that he saw no reason why it would not work out. So, so he's going to, you know, convey that information to their committee and that.
Okay.
So, with that being said, that is a viable option with that grant funding potential still, and that was a grant up to $7,000. And as I said last meeting, we are also looking at applying for additional grants through the Schreiber Foundation. So hopefully try to get some funding through that. And that application is due the beginning of November, I believe. So I was just going to say to follow up, if you recall, the construction of new would be in the neighborhood of $137,000. You know, if we were to build 6 brand new courts at a location such as East Lawn Park. To convert existing tennis courts at a location like Kiwanis Park or Langlade Park, that would be in the neighborhood of $25,500 around that. Repainting and sealing of the existing court around $20,000 with all of the nets and posts and some of the additional fencing would make up the other close to $6,000. So,
do you need us to decide on which park to focus on? Cause I know we didn't really determine
if
you wanted
to
land. I don't.
Now this decision would go to our village board. You know, you guys would make a recommendation. We'll go to the village board for budgetary approval.
Have the money in our budget.
Correct. It would be in the capital improvement fund budget of what's existing in the fund balance of that fund. So at this time, the money is there. But depending on the direction the committee recommends, would also influence maybe some other capital improvement projects for the future. I did meet with the finance department, with the finance director, the past week or so. We are working on our budgets diligently, and they are not recommending that any tax levy goes into that fund in 2020. So whatever is in there now is what we have to work with.
Oh, that's
important. So, and then one of the next agenda items, I'll kind of follow up a little bit more on that with the update to the capital improvement fund. So.
Are we still sitting on that $200,000 surplus then?
It's around that, correct. Correct.
Well, I think the discussion last time was everybody was pretty much in favor of option two. Is that correct?
Option two is the
yes.
I think so. That's what I recall.
Which
as well.
Option two is the conversion of the current tennis courts to pickleball courts.
And I think further conversation came with Kiwanis Park.
Agreed.
Correct.
Yep. Because of the parking situation, I think that's what we discussed. Yeah.
As opposed to Nine Ledwards, pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed to making a motion to send option two to the village board.
Okay.
I have a question kind of in general with
sure.
this.
Yep.
So especially knowing that we'll be limited next year on our funding, I guess I'm just confused why this particular item is on the table right now to make a decision over any of the other items in the capital improvement program that we kind of discussed that we'd be looking at in 2020.
Sure.
So why does this one kind of come out as like we're going to make a decision on this one versus any of the other items for 2020?
And it doesn't necessarily have to take precedence over any other item. You know, it had come up, you know, through, it was kind of on our radar, but it came up and got pushed a little bit, you know, from the Packerland pickleball players who approached us and, you know, had some input and requests and things such as that. You know, as far as does this take priority over any other capital improvement, that would be, you know, whether or not the committee would recommend that or, you know, if you felt differently.
I'm not opposed to the idea at all. I guess I just kind of want to look at all of our 20, in my opinion, our other 2020 capital improvements more kind of comprehensively rather than just pulling out one and making a recommendation.
Okay.
I think the reason why this came up was because there was a little bit of a push for it because of the popularity of the sport kind of coming into play. Also making our park system just a little bit more, I don't want to say up to date, but in the trend to, what's the wording I'm looking for? So, yeah, to
popular.
Keep with the current trends
yeah.
you know, that are there. And quite honestly, I like option two, and I kind of like pushing for it now because I really like the 25.5 estimate as opposed to the $200,000 estimate. And I would like to see it done just to see how much that park gets used with a $25,000 investment before there's a quarter of $1 million. But, well, I'm not going to keep eating it. It's 137 estimate number two.
Yeah, I definitely like option two, and I agree with everything you're saying.
I agree with what you're saying, too. Why does it take precedence over other capital improvement items? I guess we'd have to go through those capital improvement items and discuss those if one's more important than the other.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'd like to see is just the consideration of all of them. I know the presentation we saw at least put it in the capital improvements plan from our last meeting, which it wasn't even in there before. And, you know, maybe since we potentially have people waiting for this answer, we should look at everything we have and decide what should we be making a recommendation on kind of as maybe a
Chris, what else do we have in the capital improvement?
Well, and that was going to be the next item in the agenda.
Okay.
Maybe you want to hold this item until after the next, until we discuss the next item, which is kind of an update on the capital improvement
really
plan.
Okay.
So you got a motion?
Yeah.
Do I need to do anything else?
I'll retract my motion for now until we discuss the next point.
Okay.
Can we revisit it?
Yeah.
Do I need a second to
move.
So we're basically modifying the agenda.
I guess I would say that we're modifying the agenda to make a determination after.
So I can make a motion to modify the agenda that's already been accepted.
I'm not really sure.
Swap. Revisit number 6 after discussion on number 7, which is 2020 capital improvement plan. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not up enough on our Robert's Rules of Order to know if this is okay, so I'll second that.
Okay, all those in discussion, all those in favor of moving it or holding the discussion until item 7. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed say nay. Okay. Moving on. Okay. So item number 7, update fiscal year 2020.
All right. Again, after discussions with the finance director and the finance department and looking at what we had available to us and some other options, we did do some moving around. And there's still some items in this spreadsheet that are kind of an option A or B, and that, you know, with regards to, let's say, the pickleball courts. A couple of key points, I guess, like I said before, not looking at any levy contribution. In the past, it was $13,000. This year, that was not included. That was taken out for the 2019. So they're not recommending contributing in 2020.
So we didn't get anything in 2019?
I guess not. Okay. Utilizing the fund balance or utilizing borrowing. And if you recall, borrowing is on the odd years, is when the village borrows their money and bonds for different things. One item that we moved because of borrowing, because of the cost from, and I forgot to change the date on it, but from 2020 to 2021, Green Isle Park Playground. She thought that that would be an item that could be bonded for and installed in 2021. The Webster Park parking lot, unfortunately, looked like it needed to stay because of the amount and how it fit within the program. So that would stay in 2023. One item that I had forgot to include last meeting, but it's kind of a wash, is the Optimus Park Playground Edition. Miracle League received $25,000 grant. From the, was it a grant? Donation. From the Shopko Foundation before.
Is that check clear?
I don't know. They have $25,000 from the Shopko Foundation that they want to put into an addition to the playground. So so that's kind of a wash. It's, you know, they're paying for that whole thing. It's on this list, but it's not coming out of any of our funds. It'll be totally paid for by the Miracle. The two kayak launches have in there for $30,000 each, which we're anticipating and hoping that we can fund grant by grants. Those are in there.
Angela, did you talk to anybody about that?
Yeah, I got some information back to Chris, and I'm willing to help with grants.
I know the one grant is due beginning of November, correct? And DNR grant isn't due till next May. So we'll work on those to hopefully get that funded. Pickleball courts, those are in here. I have both of them in here, so, you know, depending on how that goes, you know, we would take one of them out. The site lighting is in there, park signs, the site furnishings, decorations and banners, which are the little banners that we have out there, and then the parking lot reconstruction, which is a carryover from this year into next year. So for the most part, that would be the 2020, and we do have the funding. with the exclusion, I believe, of the yellow highlighted one in our fund balance to be able to cover all that. And like I said, 2021 is that borrow year, and these are things that the village board will have to make decisions on, you know, when it comes to projects that they would want to, how they want to fund some of those if and when they do. So, you know, during our budget discussions, we will present those.
So with that being said, I mean, pickleball courts aren't something that we're going to put in this year anyway, just
not
due to the time of the year.
Correct. Not in 2019.
Right.
It would be in 2020.
So, and it's already included in there, which will go to the board for budget review anyway. So is it something that we even have to?
As far as the pickleball courts,
yeah.
what I'm asking the committee is, what would you guys recommend to the village board? So that, you know, when we go to village board, option A or option B?
I think,
you know,
option two.
Okay, so basically you're looking for a recommendation of which option for pickleball courts to have in the capital improvements plan.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a much easier decision.
You know,
that makes that discussion much easier.
Yeah.
And I apologize if I made that murky, that the water's murky on that. But
you still need us to move forward or to make that formal recommendation, though.
Yes, I would prefer that.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Not necessarily. You're just asking for a recommendation as to which one you should drop, and that's not really a village board discussion, is it? It was my understanding that we wanted to take the pickleball court discussion to the board for approval. That's what I was making the motion on to move forward with. When in reality, all we need to do is
make a recommendation for during the budget discussions with the village board. Not to take to a village board for this year.
So it's going to go in the budget.
This is like swimming through the East River.
Okay.
I apologize if that.
So to circle back to my option on, or my motion on number six, I would just, and maybe I'm jumping ahead.
Is there any other discussion on the 2020 Parks capital improvements? So we're going to eliminate the East Lawn Park pickleball courts. Is there something else we want to do with East Lawn Park? Because that's something else that...
Right, and like I said, you know,
this
is a working document, so every year we can continue to work on it and move things around as needed or as the committee, you know, might see fit.
Has anything been done in East Lawn Park as far as... I remember discussions about bleachers and sponsoring of those.
No. We did do some work with regards to, like, some of the baseball backstops. You know, we put some netting up behind the baseball field. Have an Eagle Scout that's supposed to be doing a project out there with regards to some of the, like, a little shed by the baseball diamond and some benches and stuff like that. But other than that, no, not at this point.
Are those tennis courts down there even usable right now? Do they even have nets up?
There is a net up, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is it usable?
I don't...
Because I know when the pickleball court estimate came in,
right,
it was due
right
to repair.
Yeah, there's cracks and stuff in it. You know, can people play on it? Sure, it's not in great condition.
I haven't been over there to look at it. Is that court salvageable?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
So, in terms of that $140,000 budget, why don't we take out pickleball courts and replace it with demolitioning that concrete out of that tennis court? Because it sounds to me like we're paying to maintain something that is unmaintainable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just put that money towards demoing that and getting that concrete out of there?
Okay.
Or is it something that could be resurfaced?
I don't believe it could be resurfaced.
Okay.
You know, that I believe I did give that number of 55,000, if you recall. That would be replacing that tennis court in the same footprint, more or less pulling that surface out, putting a new surface in. And that was 55,000 for a tennis court.
Maybe we'll look at that. Well, how do we get to 140,000 for a pickleball court for 55,000?
Bigger footprint.
How much? Three times bigger?
Bigger footprint. Bigger footprint, new fencing, new, like, whole new structure. So, you know, like I said, includes new fencing all the way around it.
Do we know how much usage gets?
I do not. I don't see much, if anyone, when I visit the location of the tennis
court. And how many other tennis courts do we have?
We have four at Green Isle Park.
Okay.
Two at Langlade Park and two at Kiwanis Park at this point.
Well, Kiwanis would be eliminated with the Dunham pickleball courts, so it still gives us six in the area. I don't see a waiting line at Green Isle Park.
And Green Isle is probably the most used location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a couple of those courts could actually use a little love. If it's 55,000 to remove and replace, how much would it be to just remove?
Oh, I would say a few thousand only. Because we could do that and our staff could do that.
I don't know,
but
if you want to do
tipping,
that, though.
It'd be tipping charges, dumping.
Would you? I mean, to demo something but not put something back in, aren't you? I mean, there's like you lose that efficiency of scale, and if you're going to put something back in over it to expose it all, have
you're
it.
Gaining breathing space.
That would be.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is that what we're saying? Is like. Those four are going away, never to return?
Well, I'm not saying never to return, but I'm thinking 55,000 for something that rarely if ever gets used, that still has to be maintained, fence, trimming
sure.
around it, nets, painting,
I misunderstood.
Lines,
yeah, I thought you meant take it out and we'll revisit it in two or three years and put a new surface.
Yeah, we could
back
revisit
in.
It, definitely, if the demand for tennis or maybe the higher demand for pickleball courts. But I can't see maintaining something that is not being used. And it's in rough shape already, which, you know, potentially could be a hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hate to see saying, hey, that crack got too large. Let's just take the nets down. And
sure.
You know,
yep.
Is it to that point?
Are they? No, it's not to the point where it's a hazard, I would not say. No.
Okay. I guess what keeps drawing me back to it is that $140,000 price tag that's sitting there, where the reality of it could be anywhere from 3 to 55.
So that one would be possibly changed for now to be tennis court.
Yeah.
To
don't take that $140,000 number and think about tennis courts with that. That is not tennis courts.
Well, and that makes me
and
think
it's
of
a different
your
footprint. It's a totally different beast.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but maybe we changed that.
That seems like more like
to 55,000.
Yeah.
3 to 55,000.
And if you look down at 2021, I mean, those are all of the
annual things.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So we're not. We're not really going to be doing much until 2022 again. There isn't much, and if we're talking kayak, you know, getting grants for that, and potentially 25,000 might, or 25,000 might be less than that with all the, you know,
yeah,
your
it
good
sounds
grant
like it'll
writing.
Likely be less than that.
And one lesson that I've learned. In our community, other community, is construction costs don't get any cheaper. So the longer we wait another 2 years, because then otherwise we're pushing it down potentially to 2022.
Are you saying you think there's maybe other things that should be moved up to?
No, what I'm saying
or?
Is that if we delay the pickleball courts this go around, and we don't look at, you know, for 2020, and we don't look at it until, again, until 2022, it's going to be even more money. That's what I'm saying.
And I don't think we're talking about eliminating the pickleball courts, just going with option two.
Yeah.
At the Kiwanis Park, Mm-hmm. Still putting the pickleball courts in there, but the glaring number of $140,000.
I think that should be taken out, though.
Yeah, I think that could be taken out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we need a motion?
I have one question before we move on. Just looking at the outdoor rec plan.
Yep.
For what is this? East Lawn Park. There's a boat landing repair in here. Is there something that maybe another kayak launch could just be grouped in with the two that put in a grant for to?
Possibly, or that could be done in the future, okay. too. You know, it wouldn't
rather,
have
okay.
to be done right away, but that's a good
okay.
suggestion that I would highly recommend
okay.
because that would be a good location for something like that.
Okay.
Maybe I need to rephrase this, too. I don't really want to see that 140 get dropped out because it's hard to put it back in once it's out. But maybe recategorizing it to a boat launch, and we had a couple of docks that went in that that came out that never went back in. You talked about a new design for those. Where are we at with those?
Right now, nothing.
Okay.
Just because of time restraints and some other priorities. With regards to the $140,000 initially budget-wise, that was $10,000. If you guys recall, of resurfacing the tennis court and creating pickleball courts. Resurfacing the tennis court was it originally?
Originally.
$10,000.
And then we found
and
out,
we
that,
found
that,
out
that it was
that,
just a number that was kind of plotted in there.
Yep.
You know, when we started getting real estimates
right.
for it,
yep.
it was substantially different.
Yep,
so.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. So taking off that 140 and getting grants for the 25.5 actually brings us a little bit closer to what was the original budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And then, like I said, next year we can take a look at this list and, you know, the next so many years and.
Well,
And see.
I like looking at the list, but I also like implementing.
Doing,
the list.
Yep,
yeah.
yep,
so
yep.
I see site lighting on there. What did we add for site lighting this year in 19? Because I know that was.
We're going to be we're going to be purchasing that here in the next month or so.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's bids that are in. We've accepted it. We're ready to go.
We're still looking at designs and. Types and getting some
constraints. Okay with putting that in the middle of winter?
We're probably looking as far as installation next year.
Okay.
Right. But purchasing them.
What is site furnishings?
Like picnic tables, benches, things like that.
Did we purchase them this year?
We did, yes.
We did. Okay.
Those already, yep.
And we purchased more street decorations and banners?
We did get some more banners this year, yep.
Okay. Have we put those up yet?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, there was no action on this item.
Okay,
it
so now we need
update.
To go back to number 6.
Mm-hmm. Which I withdraw the motion based on the conversation that we've had because it really wasn't relevant. We don't have to push it to the board because it's already in the budget.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
Sure.
Are you comfortable
with that? I'm comfortable with that,
okay.
Yeah. If you guys decided that, this is the direction you wanted to go and you wanted to go with Kiwanis Park, is what I heard from you,
that's an option
agreed.
Too.
Yeah.
Then that is what, during the budget time and presenting this, capital improvements to the board, that's the direction we'll go then.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so number 8, discussion, action, placement of Langley Park playground equipment.
This was an item that was in the CIP for this year, and I did send this out to everyone so that they could get a preliminary look at it. If anyone needs a copy, I do have some copies here. So, what this is the replacement of the playground equipment up at Langley Park. There's a photo there. Let me pull it up here. There we go.
Thank you. Yeah,
you know, photo here of the existing. Let's pull that up down here.
Although you don't see teeter totters too often anymore.
No, and to tell you the truth, I don't. You know, this photo is a year old or so, and I don't even know if all that stuff's still out there.
I was going to say, did we look at this about a year ago? Did we make a selection?
And no, we did not. No, we didn't go forward with it at that time.
I think that was what Kiwanis Park.
Yeah, but I thought Kiwanis. We narrowed one down, didn't we?
No,
did
not
we
for this.
I don't recall.
Not for this park, we did.
I recall
this. Not for this park, but from these designs.
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
I don't recall any.
So, but with this location, as I said, I gave a little background info in the memo there. It is close proximity to Langlade School, which does have some school-age child playgrounds. But this location, you know, we could look at doing something for a little bit younger age kids. You know, since that little older age group can, you know, utilize the stuff at the school, which is, you know, virtually right next door. So every year we get these, you know, the playground vendors have end of year sales. So it's a good opportunity for us to look at purchasing some of that equipment. We'll take that back now so we can see the various types, and they're all different directions. I apologize for that. So, you know, there's options there, and we did have that in the CIP at $35,000, which included concrete sidewalk around it, wood chip surfacing, and then a play structure and swing set. I guess, you know, the question to the committee is, and this one would go to the board this year, for recommendation. So, you know, does the committee wish to proceed with this project? And if so, do you have a preference on a structure? You know, we were looking at that $20,000 range, which there's some pretty nice structures there. Whether it's, you know, something with the slides, obviously, or some climbing apparatus. And I think we have three different vendors here that have options.
Is the structure for the components that are chosen, are they going in roughly the same footprint?
Correct. Okay. Correct, yes.
And
in that same footprint.
Would we put that, like, because I know these are, you know, there's a slide. Like,
yep.
The photo of existing is more like the independent at the end.
Correct.
Whereas
correct.
A lot of the examples are these larger structures with
right.
very specific zones. So we would put mulch under the entire thing and
correct.
Make it a big...
Correct. Yeah, so, you know, what we would do is we'd have concrete sidewalks surrounding the play structure and the swing set, you know, that would be all encircled in that with the mulch all underneath. So more or less in that same location, about the same footprint, maybe a little bit
probably
less.
Tack on maybe some of these, you think? Like the marijuana on there?
Possibly,
yeah,
you know, possibly, you know, and that's something we could add in the future as well.
You said there's approximately 20,000?
Looking in that $20,000 range at the structure itself, and then the swing sets would be another 2,000 or so, and then with the concrete work and the surfacing, for a total of about 25,500.
Right, so just the playground equipment, what are you kind of targeting for your?
Just that structure, play structure,
yeah.
About 20,000.
Oh, that okay, yeah. That's about 20,000.
So what you're looking at there, you know, looking to see what. You know, what the cost of one of those would be. A lot of them range anywhere from, you know, 11,000 up to, you know, 20, give or take, 20 plus.
The prices on that, on page 2 with the playworld.com, those are really good prices for, you know, comparing.
Can you hold it up so we're all looking?
Let's see.
The second page. I mean, just kind of comparing the sizes. And what
one,
you get for the price,
two.
There's some
that one right there. Let me
Those prices seem really cool.
Yeah, we gotta go that way. This one right here? Angela?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, they'll seem very good prices, I guess, compared to a lot of the other ones.
And this is gearing at the younger kids.
Yes, yeah. So you're looking in that age range of, they call it 2 to 12, typically.
I think we're kidding ourselves if we think a 12-year-old's going to play on these.
Right.
Yeah, I have an 11-year-old, and
yeah.
There's no way in hell.
Well, I have an 11-year-old as well, and
that's marketing.
I know they have to do that, yeah, but that's nonsense. And I think I have more questions than anything. More, you know, like, so I would, before we start committing to things in different vendors, you know, making sure that we're comfortable with their warranty, and you know, do we have any of these other these brands in our current parks? So that
correct.
We have the synergy in materials
yeah.
or maintenance.
Yeah. And truthfully, yes, all of these vendors here we've utilized previously.
Okay.
And yes, they're all reputable companies, all good equipment. Yeah, things. I would not bring that to the committee unless
no,
I.
No, certainly.
You know, yep,
certainly. Yep.
Yep. It's a good question.
Yeah,
so.
I'm familiar yep. with a couple of the brands and not with all of them. So, yeah, I guess, kids tell you what they think. Can we put this up in the, you know, in the area or in City Hall or on the website and do a, you know, kid survey?
We could.
You know, the ones that we know are in our price range that fit the space, you know, weed out the things that aren't going to fit the context
mm-hmm.
and then see what kind of feedback we get.
I feel like we should narrow it down to at least, you know, maybe just three or something.
Sure, yeah,
really
but I think
yeah,
half of them
most,
are not
yeah,
in our budget
three.
Anyway, right? If we've got, in the 20,000, we're going to install it ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.
On the first vendor, can I comment if I'm the chair?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, I don't really know. I know
yes,
it's a little over the
you're
budget.
You're a board member, too.
You
I like the 20,664, the one with the tree, the bottom left-hand corner, that's the first page. It's a little over budget. I don't know if there's anybody else that has one on this page that's, you know, if we go page by page.
Yeah, if we're going to, you know, maybe choose one from each page or something, I would agree with that.
Whatever our favorite could be, just to kind of get...
The tree one.
There's a lot of slides, a lot of different levels. Things to go up. There's a little bit of climbing, a little bit of...
I like that on that page.
Underground yeah. stuff.
Yeah, I think of that page, I like that one and the one next to it, but that's out of our budget. So
yeah.
one, yeah. Mostly because the other ones, a lot of them have those over the tents or canopies, which I think are going to mess up with the existing trees. And if we're trying to preserve the existing trees, that you're paying for something you don't need, that built-in shade.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess we're doing a survey. That I would say.
Okay.
What's on the next page?
I like the top right one, even though it's for younger age, but that's kind of what we're focused on, because they said ages are 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. But
the 16-1, 16-2-1?
Yeah, I think that there's a same thing with, you know, different levels, seems like different...
The purple one?
Activities.
Is that one
yeah.
you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Or the
even
thing
the
I didn't
the
like
lower
about that
right
one is I don't like tunnels. I don't like enclosed things
okay.
where you can't
get in
supervise.
There.
Well, maybe that one's a good op, like, because the one we just said we liked on the other page does have a tunnel. Like, if we're offering different mm-hmm. options, you know, if we are going to take this to the public and say, all right, well, there's three choices and they're all a little bit different.
If you look closely... those tunnels do have holes in them.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's not a solid tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Except yeah. maybe the one that I recommended on the other page.
Oh, well, I see little holes.
I don't know. Sorry,
you can kind of see the black dots in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well,
oh,
an alternative
kind of
to no tunnel would be the bottom left,
oh, yeah.
the blue one. I see a tunnel on that one. Bottom left.
Mm-hmm.
So what were we thinking on that page?
Either top right or bottom left are the two.
Yeah, I'm down with either one of those.
Well, let's put both of them to start with and see
yeah.
how many we end up with.
All right. We have two more pages to go.
Three.
Well, the last, you don't have to worry about.
Is that a canvas one of the time? Is that what that represents?
Usually.
Yes, yeah. Similar to what we have for shade structures over here at Miracle, by the Miracle Lake there.
Pretty durable.
They are. They are. We keep them up all year round, you know, in snow and wind. And they made it through the many storms that we had this year. So.
I think that bottom right one looks fun, but...
I was thinking the bottom left or the bottom right.
Yeah. Those two.
No opinion.
Yeah, they're
not fish.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there's the slides in both of those are really kind of small.
They
maybe
are.
They
if
are
you look at the age, those are 2 to 5.
Yeah. It's
much good
so
point.
They're much smaller. It's much smaller. Yes.
But maybe that's a legit, you know, difference.
And that would be the case with the first. What was it? The last page. Yeah, the last page where we were looking at the purple one or the blue one, those are 2 to 5 as well.
So. Yeah, that could just be the perspective of the graphic.
Yep, yep.
That makes it look different.
Yeah, pictures are a little deceiving.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. And by no means, if there's nothing on that page, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see anything really appealing on that page or the next one.
I kind of like the one there's a green canopy in the upper corner, but it's the one kind of next to it that it looks very different compared to some of the other ones. There's lots of climby, you know, arm.
Yeah, okay. I like that one too.
Rapping, you know,
that one. Well, that one right there.
Yeah, this one.
This one here. That one.
Yeah. And we could still afford some swings or maybe a spinner.
How that one just doesn't look very fun. There's no slide.
Which one is that?
This one.
Oh, yeah.
There's all sorts of other things to fall off of the
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like we should throw in like one of those bottom two ones just to see if the kids will just pick the biggest one that they can find.
Oh, you know they would.
I know, that's why it's interesting to do the whole, if you actually do a kid survey, they're just going to pick the biggest and best.
Yeah. Right now, everyone picks the nets, the nets on the poles that give you a heart attack as an adult watching.
So that's one.
That's four.
Two, three.
Eight, four,
is
it?
Four, five, six.
So can we try to...
Did I miss some?
Well,
narrow
one.
It down, or you want to leave
that? Yes, that one.
And then...
That one and
that
one.
And that one.
Okay.
Can you eliminate these two?
And then... I thought,
were
we going to do
whatever.
These, or are they too kiddie?
I don't know. I guess I didn't hear. These two right here. Were those recommended yeses
those
or
were
no?
Just the 2 to 5 year old. Not for me, little. But I don't oppose them. I'm just not into them.
Okay, then we'll take, you know what, because we need to eliminate.
Yeah, let's take those out.
Okay.
We'll take those off.
I think we should also, if we're eliminating those because the slides are kiddie, I have a feeling it's the same situation with the one on the second page. Because we had the purple and the blue in the running. And I think even though it looks deceiving, the picture, the ages is 2 to 5, so it's probably the same situation with really small slides.
That one there?
That one is the lower left one.
Purple and the blue.
They're both ages 2 to 5, so I imagine those slides are probably
given that park, I don't think it's a bad option to put out there.
Okay.
Because...
Like I said, the school's right there.
Yeah. And if they're older kids, they can go by themselves over there.
Well, I'm almost thinking 2 to 5 will detour some of those older kids from pushing the younger ones out.
And if you recall, that park is right behind the YMCA.
Yep.
So
a lot of flag football's going on, a lot of soccer's going on, where the younger ones can go play on the playground flood.
Well, maybe we just put in the survey that our target is ages 2 to 5, so people are just kind of aware that, just be realistic what we're doing.
Yeah, just tell them the size on it is 2 to 5, the other one's 5 to 12.
Are those 4 then? Are we good with 4?
You can just post it on Facebook, on the Facebook page, because you can phone.
Yeah, we can do that.
You could do that, and you put numbers on them, and then you just set a poll.
Well, we could, you know, put a survey on the website and then post it on Facebook and have everybody go to the website. We would have a link right there on Facebook, right?
Yeah, whichever way is either a Facebook poll or a survey.
I'll ask Matt.
On Facebook,
Matt,
which
whichever way the best easier. Way to get involvement.
Yeah. So how many is that, though?
I've got...
That's 6.
I've got 4.
That's not too bad.
4. Yeah, that's
because
4.
We
okay.
excluded those two.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Slow one. And then for the swings, did you need anything else?
No, not for swings. That was just an idea of what the swings would look like.
So there
swings
would be swings.
Do you want to, are you going to get like the
yep.
little baby cradle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The kitty, and might even look at one of those they do have now. It's
yeah.
a mom and child
yeah.
swing.
Oh, sure.
Where an adult's on one side and the kids
on the other.
I saw
that at Bay Beach.
You know,
yeah,
they kind of face each other. We
that's
might
nice.
Look at that. Too. Okay. Well, this was an action item. So if somebody wants to make an action of just that we're going to do a survey and
yeah.
bring it back.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Do you want to make
I move to put a public survey on our website to gather comments on the narrowed down playground choices.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. All right. Move forward with that. Number 9, park maintenance operations. Is there anything you wanted to?
This committee wanted to keep this as kind of a running item on our agenda, so just have it on there. We'll keep it on there if anybody.
Well, and I think we touched a little bit on it with just the lighting, for example, and the furnishings. You know, to continue doing that and having those discussions. I think it would be to our advantage right now to have somebody go out with all the high water and mark the concrete where that high water is existing, where it's crossing the path, rather than coming back to it in a year when water is down and saying, well, I think it was up to this point, or I think it was up to that point, or maybe that was flooded, maybe it wasn't. Putting some sort of a marker down on it so we know, so that we can be proactive in the future. Because basically, a lot of those trails have been unusable all year due to Mother Nature. So I think we had some discussion last time about maybe sandbagging. Well, you got to know where the sandbaggings are going to go for the month of now.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Future agenda items? Any suggestions? Did you guys ever do like park visits where you know, we're talking about this East Blum Park. Ever go? Brainstorm?
I think we did it once. Maybe like right after I started. We did a park tour or something
we
like that.
We should do that annually like the Plan Commission does.
I was going to say, Plan Commission does that.
Yeah,
doesn't
we go take
they?
A look at some of the stuff we approved and maybe things are upcoming.
During monsoons.
Or yeah, do the meetings have to be here? Could we have it scheduled in a park shelter?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
a rotating
yeah.
park meeting?
Nope.
That might get even if you've got people that are
yeah.
not able to get around town very easy, it might be easier for them to join the meeting.
So I'm hearing two different things, a park tour as well as maybe hold the
site
meetings
visits,
at
mm-hmm.
different locations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether
yeah.
that might be at the Green Isle Park, community center, you know, some of our facilities or
mm-hmm.
you know
yeah.
a
like
park.
It
if it's a nice summer night, you
yeah,
know, even a picnic
not?
Table in a
yeah.
in the park. So okay.
Round robin.
Yeah, cool.
At Green Isle.
got it.
Yeah, when I...
Why didn't say what was in the cooler?
When I lived in Virginia, no parks allowed any of that.
That's Virginia. Sketching people.
That didn't stop us. All right. With that, anything else for the agenda? Any other topics?
I would like to see, like in Green Isle Park, they have a bulletin board by the restrooms.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Which restrooms?
Well, between the men and the women, there's a bulletin board.
The, like over by the tennis courts?
Yeah.
That one? Okay.
Yeah,
Yep.
They have a bulletin board, which gives the park rules and so forth. Because I think people would read those rules more if you weren't driving by it.
I'll have to double check.
They have it at Green Isle, and I know they have it.
Right. I'll have to double check if we've got it in that bulletin board. I don't know if they're.
It is in there.
It is.
I was over there.
Okay. All right.
It's a thought.
Okay. So to install the rules inside that bulletin board?
No.
That's what you're saying?
Put a bulletin board like in Green or Webster Park.
Oh,
at the shelter.
Okay. At Webster Park.
At Webster, yeah. There are two shelters there.
Yeah. No vaping, no smoking.
Yep.
They're around the shelter more than they are driving down the road.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah. Thanks, huh? I don't think we have one at Webster Park. Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
And then maybe just...
That's easy enough to do.
Sure.
Even though fall ball is in full swing, but talking about baseball next year, Little League, moving into next year, just maybe kind of put it on a future agenda, not necessarily the next agenda, but I would like to start holding some of these clubs a little bit more responsible for their own maintenance of the facilities. If you go by Green Isle Park, where the two pitching machines are, there's weeds that are about 18 inches tall.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Webster.
Doesn't take much to organize an early practice to clean up your own facility.
Sure.
So I don't know how we implement that, but start some conversation on it.
Sure.
Could we start by just asking them to do it? See where that gets us?
Yeah. I know we've had issues on the other baseball diamond, or some of the older guys, some of the old-timer leagues with beer cans and leaving that behind.
Maybe they
and
just
they've done
don't
they've
know.
Done a good job this year from what I've seen. No, not really? Chris?
Not what I saw today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't through there today.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will be communicating with them this week.
Interesting. Yep. I did pick up one can on Sunday morning, so it was one can. It was an easy miss. So.
Nasty Graham.
Well, sometimes those guys have to be reminded.
Yep.
With that, I'll make a accept a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor.
Take a pick.
Favor.
Hi.
Yeah, aye. Close.
Adjourn at 6:30 p.m.